already tired. How about yours?
Yeah.
I told him, I go, I don't remember 3-hour practices last year, and seems like you guys are really getting after it.
Yeah, I think we might have had a couple, but you know, it's been good because you know, Coach Ivory's pushing us a lot, and it's pushing the team in a way we haven't been pushed before. You know, and it's good because it's forcing guys to be better than they have been before. You know?
Right.
If you're not doing the job right, that's like, no, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah. Do you think as a team you guys needed that after the last couple of years? Just somebody to you know, re-pump some energy into the program?
Yeah, definitely. Because guys would get away with things that they just never should have gotten away with, just because it just kind of became the culture and stuff like that. Like coaches started letting them happen, and then from then on it just kept happening. You know, everyone can see it, which is also a problem.
Right.
And, you know, once certain guys see it, other guys are going to try and do it. So.
Right.
You know, he's just being the same way with everyone.
How much has it helped you going into this year? You know, the last few years there's been certain positions, quarterback, receiver, that have kind of been up in the air going into fall practice. This year, a lot of those positions have settled, not the entire offense, but a lot of them. Does that help you guys as a unit to kind of benefit this in fall practice?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, like, everyone knows that, you know, who's kind of looked at as the first string guys right now, but anyone can lose their job. You know, so they're really stressing that we have to compete every day because, you know, myself, Tyler, anyone can lose their job if we go in the tank. They're going to play the best players no matter what.
Right. Now, tight end position as it wasn't used very much the last few years. I'm sure you've been asked us 600 times this year already. But, but you know, how much of the offense is centered around the tight end? And do you feel your role has increased exponentially compared to the last few years? And how excited are you about that?
Yeah, I'm real excited because I feel that the tight end role is real important, and you know, I feel that the tight end as a whole can really help this team win. And you know, we got guys who are good at different things, and you know, put us all together, and we're a pretty good unit.
Awesome. You know, and how is your, you know, you and Tyler, you know, you guys have had some experience in the past. How's your chemistry? Do you guys feel like you guys are all in sync out there, and he's looking for you, and you're able to get in spots where he feels you should be?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of built into the offense, you know. I mean, he's my roommate, you know, we're real good friends, but, you know, he's not trying to favor me over anyone. He's trying to go through his reads and do what's best for the team.
Right.
You know, and I completely respect that. I don't want him to try and look for me just because it's me.
Right.
Because in the end, that's not going to help us win.
Yeah.
And that's never going to be good for anything.
Right. Any freshmen catching your eye, that incoming freshmen that have taken an impact out there that you see?
I know that old lineman's pretty strong, you know, 15. You know,
yeah.
Nembot's pretty big. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just don't know really anyone's name.
No, it's very good.
It's bad, but it's
all right. It takes time. Right. You know, in the offense, in terms of, you know, number of plays, how complicated the offense is, how different it is compared to last year, and you know, do you feel like you're going to be a better prepared team this year going into Y than you would have been last year?
The offense is pretty different because last year we were doing things that were pro style, but then we do spread, and then we do, I don't know what else to call it, but so we were kind of a mixture of so many different things. We didn't really have anything we were really good at.
Yep.
And the thing I like about this year is we're going to be good at running the ball. That's our main goal. We're going to be a tough team, you know, and we're just going to go out there and impose our will.
Awesome.
Well,
it's a unique schedule for you guys this year. It's a little bit of a change, not having Colorado State first, going to Hawaii. And Pac-12 Media Day, Coach Embry said he was glad you guys are on the road week one so you can get that monkey off your back. Is that something you guys are excited about too, going out to Hawaii, going to Ohio State, kind of a unique non-conference schedule? Or?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at every game, you know, as a game. You know, I'm not trying to overhype one team over another. You know, because I feel if you start looking at teams differently, you have a great opportunity to lull for a team, you know, that you should beat, but you don't because you're not, you know, worried about them like you should. So I'm just trying to stay focused on every week, and you know, I don't really mind when we play Colorado State and stuff like that. You know, I'm just excited to be back.
Awesome. Well, that's all we got. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.